Well, we talked to a tremendous play-by-play broadcaster earlier today, Troy Aikman. Just greatness, you know?
Pure greatness.
The color commentary that he provides.
He did not like you.
Top notch. He didn't like one of my questions, there's no doubt. But you know what?
Loved mine.
It's the way it goes sometimes. I understand it. Speaking of great broadcasters, Matthew Birmingham.
Would not fit into that category.
Would absolutely fit into that category. It's just a...
I disagree, sir.
It's
define
a subsect
great.
Of the category.
Greatness can be defined in many ways.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's just trying to get a reaction or inform or...
I'm an entertainer.
You're an entertainer.
Thank you, Proximo.
One of the great things that you have brought to the table...
Gladiator reference? Good God.
One of the great things you have brought to air is this play-by-play audio that you did while you were at North Texas.
Correct.
As an aspiring young broadcaster.
Where I realized very quickly, not my thing.
And how would you know unless you did it?
Yeah. Exactly.
What if you had...
don't know? Yeah, I could be the next Eric Nadell had I been good.
Even though you weren't fully aware of all of the rules and all of that of the sports you were calling, you've done football. You've done softball, and today we're going to break down some baseball, as this was Allen during the Kyler Murray era, actually, of
you never
high school.
Know.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to tell your kids someday, your future kids, yeah, I saw that Hall of Famer, Kyler Murray, probably not a Hall of Famer, but
yeah, called one of his games back in the day.
Yeah, which is, they'll shrug at you and look down at their futuristic AI iPad and move on with their day.
Once the AI iPad allows them to do so.
Yeah.
If the world hasn't been destroyed already by said AI.
Give it time.
It's going to happen at some point. So, Daddy, we can kind of just bounce back and forth on this Allen J.J. Pierce baseball game.
And to set it up, I'm in the stands with the rest of the families calling this game to myself and to my recorder.
Yes, and I was going to play one of those clips to where during a commercial break where it's just running, the audio is just recording, where a parent came over and informed you of some information. It wasn't a mistake you made. I think they were trying to fill you in on the...
This guy's struggling.
What the tournament, what other teams had done in the tournament, trying to feed you information that you could use on the...
That's helpful.
On the broadcast. He did not use it. There was no way he was going to be able to pivot and use this info. Let's start here in the bottom of the fourth inning where Ham very clearly can't remember the batter's name and can't find it either.
Eagles have scored 5 unanswered runs. The latest coming in the top of the fourth off a 2-run home run from Mason McWilliams. Starting off the bat for the Pierce Mustangs this inning.
Page is turning.
As Cody Worley warms up on the mound.
Padding.
Alex McDonald walks out there to talk to him real quick.
Filling
the
time.
Second baseman, Austin King.
Austin King leads off the sitting.
So you got a nice assist there from the PA guy. Yeah. Oh, of course, so-and-so's up to
my
bat.
My broadcast, the PA guy is doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
And to that end, you know, the one thing I do want to say, Ham, is listening to this audio as opposed to the previous audio, I have to give you credit.
Thank you.
I did notice improvement.
Yeah. You get better once you learn how to actually look at the rules and
how much...
If 4 balls is a stolen base or not.
Yeah. How much improvement I heard is up for debate. Maybe slight, marginal.
Gradual.
You know, but I did notice improvements.
You can't climb out Everest overnight.
And it's interesting that you got some help from the PA.
And that's why it's not a play-by-play, man.
You're regressing now. What? You were getting
like
better.
Like I said, might not be able to talk entertainer.
You got help from the PA guy in the first clip DJ just played, which
I get no help from you guys.
Which I found interesting because in this clip that I found, the PA guy was not living up to your standard.
Oh, no.
Now bring up Tyler Carter, the second baseman. Or was the second baseman before replaced by Murray. He'll come up to the plate.
Tyler Carter.
Press box doesn't even know what position he's playing now.
Wow.
Boy, See, I'm not that good, but look at what they did. Look at the mistake they made.
Ham throwing shade at the PA guy who helped him earlier in the game.
The PA guy is supposed to be good at this.
Yeah, because Ham was waiting for some help there and just got nothing.
Nothing.
That's a big staple. I remember from this football audio, he was always listening for the PA guy.
Just the steadying voice that will always bail you out.
Just pass the buck instantly.
Exactly.
And it's a lot different when you don't have a color commentator to fill the gaps in, too.
No doubt. Incredibly
very
difficult.
True.
It's already a really slow process of baseball. That's why you give the guys that are really good at it so much credit. Incredibly tough job.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that we will not kick you repeatedly while you are down bleeding.
100%.
No. All right. Also in the bottom of the fourth here, you may notice I didn't have to go far.
I was going to say, all these are from the fourth.
All of these are within a very small little window here. I just thought you had funny cadence here in the way that you were describing this.
King now standing in. And the 1-1 offering. Another chat ball, this time bouncing ball down the first baseline towards the Eagles dugout.
I thought that was just where you said bouncing ball funny.
I think I said chapped ball, too.
Let's see.
Another chapped ball.
Another chapped ball. Needs some chapstick.
It's a past tense of chopped.
Another chapped ball. This time, bouncing ball down the first baseline towards the Eagles dugout. Kind of runs the 1-1, 1-2 or 2-2.
A lot of misidentifying the count.
The tall Austin King steps into the batter's box once again.
Tall.
Cody Worley. The high hold. He throws in that ball. It's a called third strike. Drop pitch. Run down the first. Throw for McDonald is in time to get Austin King running down the line. So that'll count as a strikeout for Cody Ware.
All I'm thankful for is that you didn't need Killer to explain it.
Boy, I know my stuff.
The lack of urgency on what is usually a pretty exciting play. Strikeout, drop third strike, so you're trying to throw him out. Just
doing play-by-play for a funeral procession.
Yeah. God.
Now, but this next clip that I have, though, this is where I want to give you some credit for improvement in your broadcasting skills. Because in this clip, you kind of channeled your inner Joe Tessitore and tried to build the drama for a possible future event.
Okay.
His first pitch from Erickson outside of the plate. Called strike. As Cole Carter shakes his head in disgust at that ball.
Oh.
Ooh.
Erickson pitching from the windup again. He kicks and fires. Curveball over the inside part of the plate. So now the count runs no balls and 2 strikes. If Carter didn't like that first ball's placement, he definitely didn't like the second one's.
Uh-oh! Yeah.
It's a little commentary.
Hamatorial right there.
Yeah. Little drama building.
All right, I've got two more here. This one I just labeled confusing pitch sequence. Try to follow this.
Behind the count, 0-1.
0-1.
The 0-1 pitch. That ball is popped upstairs, foul.
Popped upstairs foul is a weird way to describe a foul ball.
Just look down the count.
0-2.
0-2.
0-2. As Erickson glares over the top of his glove, high set, towards Rogers at home plate. Rogers sets up outside, and the pitch is a strike outside. But he didn't chase. Count out 1-2.
So he didn't,
wait, what?
Didn't chase the strike on 0-2, so it's 1-2
now. It's a ball.
Because he didn't swing, I guess it's a ball.
Well, I have two more that I was going to play, but looking at the clock, we'll just cut it to one because they're both similar.
Like DJ said, because we could do this 1,000 times.
We could. I want, you know, I gave you credit for improvement, but in this next clip, you kind of regressed because something happened on this play.
Pitch from the windup once again. Erickson looks over his glove. He starts his motion. And the 3-2 pitch. That ball is slapped far towards center field. Pass the center fielder and the third fielder.
The third
fielder with that ball.
What?
And that will plate 2 runs. So, Cole Carter with a 2-run double.
Okay, now we figured out it was a double.
All right, final one here. Ham play-by-play from his college days as a young Mark Falwell. The final call here of the game.
Eldridge ticks and fires. That pitch is chopped.
And caught in the air by Kyler Murray.
Chopped.
Chopped.
Caught in the air. Doesn't make any sense.
And caught in the air by Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
And that will do it. Pierce Mustangs fall to the Allen Eagles, who commanded this whole entire game. They win 12-5 as both teams walk across the pitcher's mound to exchange hands. Allen
to exchange hands, not exchange handshakes. Here, you can have my hand. I'll take your left one.
As both teams walk across the pitcher's mound to exchange hands, Allen Eagles will move on to play the winner of North Mesquite and Sachse later. The winner of that game tonight in the next round of the playoffs. They win the game 12-5. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with the final scores.
Just gave it to
you. Yeah, KNTU.com.
You just gave the final score twice, and you teased, well, I'll give you the actual final score up after this.
Don't believe me. Don't believe anything I'm saying.
Oh, so good. So much greatness. And I probably only cut up about 20% of the audio that I had there. All right, Ham, good stuff.